after news came out that Florida Department of Law Enforcement head Gerald Bailey had not stepped down voluntarily, as cabinet members seemed to believe, but had been forced to leave by members of Governor Rick Scott's staff, red flags went up.
What is going on? Why can't we get the truth out of the firing of Commissioner Bailey, a gentleman with an esteemed record of service in this state and law enforcement?
That's Florida Senate Minority Leader Arthenia Joyner. She calls the event a sad spectacle and miserable lesson in bad government. Governor Rick Scott calls the accusations unfair.
I did the same thing in business when I was in business. You say, is there new energy? Are there new ideas? I think it's important to do that, especially at a time when you're going into your second term. So I've been looking at all of our agencies. You can see the changes we've already made. Jerry Bailey was given the opportunity to step down. He did. He was given that opportunity. Then he waited until after Rick Swearingen was confirmed by the entire cabinet and made his attacks. The attacks against me are absolutely untrue, and they're ridiculous.
But Joyner's not the only one who's concerned. Several others have called for investigations, including a request for a criminal investigation looking into whether any of the state's open record or sunshine rules were broken. Barbara Peterson is the president of the First Amendment Foundation.
Any discussion of cabinet business between two or more members of the cabinet is a meeting subject to sunshine. It must be opened and noticed to the public. From the news reports I've read, it's still not clear, best I can tell, exactly how this went down. If staff, cabinet aides, have been delegated the authority to make recommendations to the cabinet, sunshine follows that delegation, which means that cabinet aides can also be subject to the sunshine.
Peterson says if media reports claiming Bailey's removal was discussed by cabinet members through staff are true, that could be a violation of the public record law. But State Attorney Willie Meggs has announced he won't investigate. According to the Associated Press, Meggs says that's because the complaints made against the cabinet have been based on media reports and not personal knowledge. But that's not likely to be the end of the story. New complaints are in the pipeline, including one filed Friday with the Florida Commission on Ethics. And cabinet members are scheduled to meet in Tampa Thursday and have said they expect the issue to come up. Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater says officials should work out a system for reviewing agency heads.
So there's going to be, at this next cabinet meeting, a discussion specifically, it looks to be, as to processes by which someone might be evaluated and ultimately an incumbent replaced or an opening replaced. And I wholeheartedly support that. I have asked in a letter to the governor that it is time that we step back and establish such a process.
And that process might get in place just in time for Insurance Commissioner Kevin McCarty. Scott has reportedly already spoken with a potential replacement for the commissioner, but members of the cabinet, like Atwater, say they like McCarty and plan to monitor any potential shuffling more closely this time. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.